Have pen and paper ready for this exciting information. It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort. This is about pen and paper, right?
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 161 of the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian Robichaud.
And we got all X-pagey today again, right, Julian?
We sure did. We talked to Mark Myers and Matt White, both of the London Developer Co-op, and we talked to them about Mark's forays into X-pages. And Mark has a very strong Notes and Domino background, very strong Java background, but is just starting off doing some X-Pages projects. And he talked about the whole process of learning X-Pages and what they're about and the things he liked and disliked about the whole concept of X-Pages and learning the technology. Yeah. And of course, Matt, you know, he's old hat in terms of teaching people how X-Pages work in the first place. So he had a lot of insight as far as that goes as well.
Yeah, and you know, I would say that Mark had a lot more things he liked than disliked about X-Pages. So it's, you know, read the blog entry that Mark wrote, listen to the podcast, and I think you'll agree with Mark that coming to X-Pages from either a Java perspective or a Notes Domino perspective is something that's not as hard as you think it is. And it could provide you with some real mean chops to create some really kick-ass applications. Right, Julian?
I think you're right there, Bruce. Let's listen to see what Mark and Matt had to say.
Yeah, we were both thinking the same thing there. I'd like to welcome two people to the podcast today. The first is Mark Myers. Mark, welcome back.
Hi.
Your episode on NoSQL was a stellar smash hit. It's breaking download records, and you did a great job. Thanks for coming back to talk about X-Pages, right?
Yes, a subject I didn't think I'd ever be talking on.
Yeah, and that's why we're having you on today. And we also have Matt White. Matt, welcome.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, Julian.
So we're here today to talk about X-Pages, and more specifically about Mark's experience, both as a classic Notes Domino developer, as well as a, you know, Java developer, and we're here to talk about Mark's experiences. So, Mark, let's start off by getting to know a little bit about your development background, both in Notes Domino and in Java, and how you came up with, and how your experiences were coming over to X-Pages.
Well, it's a sort of a historical thing. Just about all of us are classical Notes developers, so we've been using it since time out of mind. And then when X-Pages come along, and to a certain extent some of the lowering of certain clients' demands on Notes, in the London Developer Co-op, we sort of split up into different primary skills. So Matt and Ben concentrated on the UI for X-Pages, whereas I started to drift off to more pure Java and to some extent, well, for a short period of time, Flex. But recently, the actual volume of X-Page work has become such that I've had to be pulled off the pure Java and start to dig back into X-Pages. So I come in, even though I've been in the Notes community, I've come into X-Pages quite late in the game. So I missed quite a lot of the pain of the very, very early X-Page developers and came to it when there's plenty of blog solutions out there. You know, we've already got the extension library. We've got, it's had two or three iterations to iron out a bunch of the bugs before I even started to use it in Anger. And it's been a far more pleasurable experience than I would have given it credit for. And in comparison to some of the other UIs that the pure Java lot use, it's been much, much quicker and much easier to write apps.
And just to kind of go off of the you missed a lot of the pain kind of aspect of that statement. Matt, you've been doing this for longer than anyone I know. And
Yeah.
So in terms of, I guess, what Mark has missed and the way that X Pages are set up now, is that kind of fair to say that X Pages have, that they're at a point where the learning curve is not quite as bad as it used to be?
I think there is still a definite learning curve. I still do a lot of training, and if you're coming from an App Formula and Lotus Script background, there is without doubt a period, whether it's a few days or a few weeks, where it's going to feel quite painful and unfamiliar working in X Pages, because it is a different way of thinking. But I think the difference that if you were to start now compared to if you were to start in 2009, when there was a group of maybe 10 or 15 of us in the world who did this stuff, is that there is an enormous amount of resources out there. So you've got the various forums, Stack Overflow, the wikis, and all of those sorts of things to just go and help you to get started, to sort of get over those initial problem areas of just, what the hell do I do with this stuff to get going? So that was the thing that those of us who were foolhardy enough to get started right in the pre-beta stage had to go through.
Yeah. And Mark, you made an interesting comment in your blog entry that, and I'm paraphrasing here, but it sounded like you were kind of coming at it from the approach of, don't treat X Pages like some new notes component, like a form or a view or something like that, but treat it like just this other type of web development that happens to have notes as a NoSQL database on the back end, and also happens to be using JSF and Java and server-side JavaScript. So is that the way you ended up approaching it, where you just kind of pretend like it wasn't even notes, that it was just something else?
Yeah. So I've come in at it from a notes back end, you know, a classic notes view. And so many things, if you simply tried to think of them as this is a little change to notes, drove you crazy. You know, everything from the changes of what's visible to what's hidden through to the actual flow of data due to how data is structured and connected. So, you know, you don't talk directly to an invisible back end. You talk to a document which is attached to your X page. So it felt much, much simpler to just think, right, there's a lump of new code. It's nothing to do with classic notes. It's a new thing. It's a layer that goes on the top. Work with that. It glues to the back end, and you can deal with those interfaces easily because you just have to remember them. But don't treat it like classic notes. And as soon as I got that into my head, it suddenly became a far more intuitive and easygoing thing to deal with. When I first started, I thought, oh, an X page is just a new item. It's a new component. I'll just treat it like that. And it gave me no end of grief.
Mark, in your blog entry, you compared it to the Java Spring framework, right?
Yes, well, that's, you know, it's one of the biggest ones that you glue onto standard pure Java. It's one of the most common ones.
Right. So can you make a, can you give us a comparison about something and the way you do it in Spring versus how easy it is to do in X Pages?
Sure. It's little things, strangely enough. If you take outputting a file, you're constructing a file. It doesn't matter how you've got it. You've got a file input stream from whatever source, and you are stuffing that back out to the browser. You don't want the page. You just want a file. With X Pages, that's relatively simple. Once you've got your stream, you know, you just stuff it back out. If you're doing Spring, and you're doing Spring, something like Spring View, and if horror of horrors, you're doing it on something like WebSphere, there is a whole extra world of unknown little hurts. And in the end, there's a chunk of code that you have to put on that is the Spring View equivalent of, these are not the droids you are looking for, in order to get it to actually regurgitate the file that you've just constructed, rather than trying to jam it back into its flow. Domino is still responding to that's traditional behavior of, I would like you to do this now. I don't want you to do anything else. Do what I have just told you. Rather than saying, oh, no, I know best. You will go down this route. So that has been a nice, pleasant change. If you compare it to some of the other more complex ones or more proprietary ones, I've been working in the same office, Matt, today, and I've been just setting some conditional hide-whens on a generated flex front end. And it's an exceptionally good stack, and it's well-behaved, and very complex and very powerful. But instead of just doing a simple formula, I have changed three XML files, had a spring injector in it, and I have to rebuild and then redeploy to test it. It's not quite as simple.
Whereas the flip side for XPages is you would go and find the field you want to hide or show, write a something potentially as simple as an at formula, and then save, and that's it. You don't have to do any deployment. You don't have to do any management of the environment at all. The Domino server handles all that for you.
I know that if you've got some of the pure Java people listening, they'll say, as always, that, you know, Java can do that, and you could deploy something like JRebel to automatically handle deployment to make it instant. But it's still something you have to have got right, have got deployed, and be compatible with your environment. So instead of it just working, as we're all used to, it's something you have to make work.
Mark, we're in a room with 1,000 Java developers, and you have the ability, a minute or two, to sell them on the merits of XPages. What would you tell them?
I would tell them that. Oh God! What the heck would I tell them? Tell them it's too complex. Run.
This is Matt. So from when I've done training courses, I've done quite a lot of training courses around the world. Some of the most interesting ones have been where I've been teaching non-Domino or non-Notes people how to use XPages. And they go away from the day or 2 days or 3 days thinking, actually, we can just write an application almost exclusively in Java if we want to, and not have to worry about the deployment and the infrastructure that the application is running on, because the Domino server does all of that for us. There's a couple of weird little things that you have to do to write pure Java applications in XPages, but beyond that, you've got a very sturdy servlet JSF architecture that you can just write your code in. The fact that you also have a data store there as well is an added bonus for a lot of those guys. They may or may not care that it's there, but just from an infrastructure point of view, it's a very, very useful thing to have.
I reiterate that one of the things that can hold up a pure Java project is everyone's tootled along, they've written nice code, and then there's some bit of buried what's-image, call it, somewhere either, well, not often in Hibernate anymore, but in interfaces to the databases or interfaces in the versions of the whatever front-end framework you're dealing with. And suddenly the project comes to a grinding halt because you have those inconsistencies that are complex to deal with, whereas Domino takes a lot of that stress off and you can just sit back and write functionality and write features.
Yeah, Mark, I didn't mean to put you on the spot there, and I know we're not working from a pre-canned agenda, so my apologies, but I think the explanations that both you and Matt gave are, you know, very compelling. Now, let's flip it back to the classic Notes Domino developer, and I'll open this up to both Mark and Matt. You know, what are some of the things people should, you know, take a step back and know before they delve into XPages from, again, the Notes Domino dev perspective?
If you were going to start from with no time constraints or anything else, and I think this has probably been obvious, well, I would say, for probably 10 or 12 years now, knowing Java is a really useful thing. You don't have to know Java to do XPages, but it really, really makes things easier if you do. The But getting started, if you know App Formula and you know Lotus Script, you know the object model that lives in Lotus Script, the actual hurdles that you have to get over are what Mark was talking about, the thinking about the concepts of data bindings and those sorts of things. Those sort of relatively vague concepts that are assumed in classic notes and domino development. You just have to make that small leap over. If I create an X page, I'm not automatically creating data. I have to tell the data where to be saved. Once you've got over that, it's actually a very simple process, I would say.
One of the things that I've really enjoyed as soon as I got my head around it is the server-side JavaScript. And the thinking of that made it work easiest for me is, think of it as just ordinary JavaScript in which someone has given you a load of simple starting points. So if you want to, you know, get the local date string, suddenly you've got a starting point. You can actually do app now and then carry on with JavaScript dot get local string, or the database. Database dot is always there for you. You don't have to go off and hunt for these things or muck around with models. You have all these beautiful little starting points which just shortcut so many awkward things.
So kind of maybe a vague question about server-side JavaScript, but do you tend to think that server-side JavaScript is hard to write? And I ask that from the standpoint of, you know, kind of the writing, debugging, something doesn't work right, you got to figure out what's going on or what hasn't worked or something like that. Did you find that easy or difficult to do?
The writing itself was very easy. It was, you know, it's even simpler than JavaScript itself because you've got all these easy functions to get the data you want. The debugging, the stranger thing I had with the debugging was if it doesn't work, it doesn't necessarily throw a wobbler. It just sort of hides it under the table and doesn't tell you that it hasn't worked. So you then have to actually go and debug it. One problem I did experience, which thankfully when I tweeted about it, the IBMers came back really quickly, was I was asking for a document in server-side JavaScript, and instead of being told, no, you do not have access to that document, I received the gorgeous error message, null, which had me scratching my head and going, what the hell? So there are bits and bobs like that. The debugging I haven't had that much trouble with, but it's recognizing now something is wrong. It's time to start debugging.
Yeah, and Matt, do you have, I guess, any really good expert tips on how you should go about, I guess, either writing very defensively or kind of finding out what the problems are after they've happened with something like that?
Simple answer is no, unfortunately. The to be honest, and this is not blowing smoke, the best solution I've seen to this is the session that you and Mark did at Lotusphere this year with your logging stuff that you talked about. But if basically, I tend to do very defensive coding, so you can check the type of objects that you're receiving to make sure that you're getting the type of data that you're expecting, and then throwing an exception if you're not getting the type of data you're expecting. But if you're getting into my general rule of thumb when I'm writing my own applications is that if I'm getting into code that's going to need that sort of level of debugging where it's not simple if-then-else type code, then I will generally move it to Java anyway, because with Java you can do remote debugging, so you can actually step through the code and see exactly what's going on. You've got a lot more control over what's going on. Hopefully, as time goes on, we'll get a debugger for server-side JavaScript. I've yet to hear any firm word on that either way. But in the meantime, my advice generally is if you're writing serious business logic code, write it in Java. It really isn't that difficult to do.
Mark, have you done any Java/XPages work?
Yes, a lot. The same as Matt, but I defaulted to it from a slightly different point of view, in that Java is my comfort zone. So whenever I hit anything that makes me gibber a bit, I will default back to Java to start with. But the fact that Matt takes it from a different point of view but reaches the same conclusion means I don't have to change mine.
So, and because I know that you guys won't do this by yourself, I'm going to do a little bit of pimping for Matt's XPages 101 training. Now, Mark, you mentioned just flat out in your blog entry that that was one of the things you used for learning about XPages and XPages technology. Were you able to go through the XPages 101 stuff just beginning to end, or did you kind of cherry pick the sessions and information you looked at?
I tried to cherry pick them initially, but I ended up going back and rewatching them all because it added context to the lessons in certain areas. So if you have, although if you watch the first eight, I found that you can then cherry pick from then on. But it's a good idea to watch the first eight to get your basic understanding and then jump around. But if you suddenly jump in at lesson 50 and you haven't watched lesson one, then you're going to be scratching.
And Matt, you tend to do actually some live training too, right?
To be honest, I've done less this year because I've been a bit otherwise engaged. But yes, normally I'll be doing two or three days a month somewhere in Europe or the States doing training, whether sort of classroom based or in an office for a company. So yeah, between us, we do quite a lot of getting people going with XPages.
Yeah. So when you're doing the training, I guess one-on-one or face-to-face with a class, what are the things that people really struggle with if they're just coming into it brand new? What is the stuff that they just don't get?
I mean, that sort of depends on the audience, because like I mentioned earlier on that sometimes I'll be teaching classic notes and domino people, and the questions there are more around Java and actually, a lot of people who have just done classic notes stuff with no web development, there'll be questions about JavaScript, CSS, and how to develop web applications more generally. The more challenging ones, I went to one class in Austria last year where I turned up and no one in the room knew notes or domino at all. So I spent the first half day talking about documents and views and forms and readers and authors fields, because they just didn't know any of that stuff. The Java, they were absolutely fine at. And by the end of it, they were writing pure Java stuff that was just talking to Domino as a data source, effectively. So it really, really depends on the audience.
I'm going to turn back to Mark for a couple more questions, and then we'll... I have some for Matt, too. But Mark, what's on your bucket list to learn for XPages? Some of the things possibly you haven't delved into yet that, tickle your fancy?
Nothing in particular, because once you reach a certain like plateau, there's not bits that make you suddenly go, ooh, there's a missing chunk. But in my continuing joy of seeing what I can actually plug into Domino from an external point of view, I'm going to start playing with the ones that I usually just plug into Classic and see how easy they are to plug into Domino. But there's one that caught my fancy that I was actually just doing for a client. You know, on URLs where you actually just put URL parameters, they're dead useful, but they're so insecure, it just makes you gibber. I like to encrypt those, and there's a nice JavaScript encryption library that I like to use for those on other platforms. And finally, now that I've got server-side JavaScript, I can use those and encrypt all my URLs parameters easily and save that whole writing back to a notes document if I have a one-time use URL. So that'll be the next thing.
Cool. And if you want to pass on that library to us, we can put it in the show notes for the listeners.
Will do.
Okay. Matt, you've been doing some interesting web and mobile work with XPages lately.
Yeah, I'm really following on from your Mark Roden podcast recently. For probably the last 3 or 4 months, I've been almost exclusively working with jQuery in one form or another. doing jQuery mobile web interface stuff for applications that want to be accessed across different devices. So Android, iOS type applications that don't try to look native. I'm sort of more and more coming to the view that jQuery mobile is actually the way to go there. And I'm using less and less Dojo to do that. And then a more recent project that I'm working on at the moment is, and actually Mark's helping with as well, is to use Bootstrap as a CSS and JavaScript framework for an application, an XPages application, so that essentially you wouldn't be able to tell really that it's a Domino application. It looks actually surprisingly nice and performs incredibly well, and it really is very nice indeed.
Mm-hmm. And Bootstrap is the CSS framework, right, put together by Twitter, right?
Yes, that's right. They open sourced their framework, so you can go and get that from GitHub and download it, and there are just loads of add-ons to that. So it's sort of, you take jQuery and then you go and get Bootstrap and put that on top, and between the two of them you've got a very, very full featured framework of things that you can use on the front end of your application. Mm-hmm. And actually in the application that I'm writing, I use Dojo for almost nothing bar partial refreshes back to the server. The rest of it's all running with jQuery and Bootstrap.
And I was going to ask that, for those developers who are not familiar with intermixing Dojo and jQuery, it is possible, Matt?
Yeah, totally possible. There is an immediate downside that you're running two JavaScript frameworks. So there is a hit in terms of the page size, because you're downloading the base Dojo JavaScript file plus the jQuery files. So you're adding about 60, 65K to the size of your page. But if you're in an environment that doesn't matter, and this project, that's the case, then it gives you an enormous amount of flexibility in terms of how you build the interface to your application. By using jQuery, you sort of give up some of the built-in things that come with XPages, because Dojo does a lot of those. So you can't, for example, use a lot of the extension library widgets, those sorts of UI constructs that Dojo provides, but jQuery provides those for you. So what you sort of give up with one hand, you can get back with the other.
Right on. Some really great stuff. Julian, do we have any other questions for Mark or Matt?
No, not unless we missed anything really big from either the blog entry or from questions that we asked that I guess we didn't wait long enough for the answer. Anything we missed, guys?
No, I don't think so.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. So, and I always love, I guess, listening to the perspective of people that are coming into this, I guess, from anywhere, but coming into it kind of fresh. Because a lot of times after you've been using a technology for a long time, you kind of forget the way that people have to wrap their minds around it. And Mark, I think you made some really good points. And it seems like from the comments on your blog entry that a lot of the things you said are things that people have also had experience with anyway. So it's part of that whole sharing community social thing to talk about your experiences and how to learn things. So thank you for doing that, Mark. And Matt, of course, you know, all of the knowledge you've shared all these years too. I think that's why people can learn this technology in the first place, I think, because you can go to Google and you can find the answers.
Yeah, I think there's a group of people like Tim and Nathan and David Leedy and Declan and those sorts of people. And the IBMers, of course, who published all the books. It's that sort of publishing of people's knowledge that helps the rest of the world learn.
Yeah, I just had that. It was one of the nice things, having left it a bit. Mr. Google actually gave you answers back that answered your question rather than this being a new technology and you, no one had written about it. But the only way for Mr. Google to have found those answers is for the notes community to have posted them in the first place.
Well, Mark, if people want to learn more about you, how do they get a hold of you?
poor sods. They can find me as Stickfight on Twitter. They can find my blog is stickfight.co.uk. My work blog is with the rest of LDC on londondeveloperco-op.com. I am on Skype as Stickfight as well.
And Matt, how about yourself?
I'm Matt White on Twitter. MattWhite.me is my blog. And one shameless plug, if you've not yet signed up for UK Lug, then uklug.info.
All
That's
right.
not shameless
That's
at all.
That's not shameless at all. That's what I was gonna say. All right, guys, carry on with your evening's activities, wherever they may be there in London. And thanks for responding to our quick inquiry to get you guys on the show to talk about, you know, Mark's blog entry about X Pages. So with that, that's a wrap for episode 161 of Taking Notes. We'll talk to you guys and gals real soon.